Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 21st of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Biscay, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800. A developing low, mid-Atlantic, expected Fair Isle 959 by 1800 Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, except in South Atsira, perhaps storm 10 later in Viking. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, fair, then occasional rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northwest, 4 to 6, backing west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and north, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later in far southeast, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 and north, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, squally later in Irish Sea, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 7 to severe gale 9. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallon. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 for a time in North Rockall. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. West, 5 to 7, backing southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, then veering west, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 7 to severe gale 9, increasing severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later in south. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, southwest by west, 5, recent rain, 11 miles, 1004, falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 4, recent rain, 35 miles, 999, falling. Lerwick, west-southwest, 5, recent rain, 12 miles, 994, now falling. Wick, automatic, west-southwest, 3, 11 miles, 999, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south, 3, 16 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, 16 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by west, 3, 12 miles, 1008, now falling. Bridlington, west by south, 4, 1010, rising more slowly. Sound Eddy Light Vessel, automatic, southwest, 5, 5 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west-northwest, 4, 1017, rising. Jersey, northwest by west, 4, 7 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel, automatic, west-northwest, 6, 11 miles, 1020. Silly Automatic, west northwest 5, 11 miles, 1,022, now falling. Milford Haven, west by north 4, 13 miles, 1,018, now falling. Aberporth, west by south 5, 13 miles, 1,017, now falling. Valley, west southwest 4, 15 miles, 1,015, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 5, 4 miles, 1,014, now falling. Valentia, southwest 3, slight showers, 8 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 5, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,007, falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west 5, rain 5 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A rapidly deepening area of low pressure will move quickly towards the northwest of the British Isles during the next 24 hours, with gales or severe gales developing across many areas. Storm force winds are also possible for a time across northwestern areas. Associated Atlantic fronts will also bring some rain or showers across the United Kingdom. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in north, veering westerly later, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west 7 to severe gale 9 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 4 or 5, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, then veering westerly later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, then veering west later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8 for a time, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then occasional rain, then showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, veering west 6 or 7. Occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in north. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 5 or 6, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, then squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 7 to severe gale 9, then veering northwest later. Rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then veering west gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 and far north. Rain, then squally wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, westerly 5 or 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, then veering westerly later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in south. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast, and that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of Ron Brown in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello and namaste. I'm Devina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. After some tense negotiations, the US House of Representatives have passed the critical spending bill. But is America truly out of the crisis? Meanwhile, just across the border in Canada, it's political chaos for Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as his government faces strikes, dissent and the looming threat of collapse. We're also turning the spotlight on labour strikes and examining how global companies treat their Asian workforce. And in Delhi, where I am, the air is thick and life is hazy. We bring you the reality of living under a blanket of smog. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A car has been driven into a crowd of shoppers at a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg, killing at least two people. More than 60 others were hurt. Social media footage from the scene shows a vehicle hurtling at high speed along a narrow alley between Christmas market stalls. From Berlin, here's Damien McGuinness with more information on the suspect.
He was a 50-year-old doctor, originally from Saudi Arabia. He'd been in Germany for about 20 years, working in the region, and it appears that he was acting on his own. Police say they have so far no evidence, or they know of no links to extremism of any sort, and he does not appear to have had police records. This comes on the back of, over the years, really a lot of concerns of extremism from all sorts of directions. On the one hand, Islamist extremism, far-right extremism. We've had a number of attacks over the past decade or so.
The state premier, Rainer Hasselhoff, told reporters there was not thought to be any further danger to Magdeburg, but officials urged people to leave the city centre. Referring to the incident, Mr. Hasselhoff warned that the number of fatalities could rise.
This is a terrible tragedy. It's a catastrophe for the city of Magdeburg and for Germany in general. For this to happen at a Christmas market, it is hard to comprehend.
The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said his thoughts were with the victims and their families. He'll visit Magdeburg on Saturday. The US House of Representatives has passed a bill to fund the government for 3 months and avoid a shutdown. After 2 days of political brinkmanship and two failed votes, the measure was passed only hours before a midnight deadline with the support of every Democrat. 34 Republicans voted against. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
Members of the US Senate now have to vote on the bill before